This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm pretty well. And how are you, brother?
I am super duper. And man, you know what I love about these little episodes?
What's that?
Is the fact that we get them over and done with quick, and you don't have to listen to them as long as our listener.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to self-identify. We don't do that very often. You know, my name is Justin Womack, and I'm a co-host here on Marketing Geeks.
I think that's a good idea. And my name is not Justin Womack. My name is Andrew Sturgeon. And you're right. I don't think I've ever said my name. So
yeah, I know. I was just thinking that. We haven't done it in a long time. I think we did it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we're getting back to it, though.
I'm proud of my name. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andrew Sturgeon. That's your cue.
And welcome to the Marketing Geeks. How'd I do?
That was great. That was supposed to be the music. Here we go.
Marketing Geeks.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Marketing Geeks news update. We're just here to kind of drop some news bombs on you with geek news and some marketing news.
Because that's what we do. That's what we do here at Marketing Geeks. We do the news so you don't have to read it.
Get in and get out. What do you got for me, man? What's going on in the world of digital marketing?
Well, Facebook, as you love Facebook, and I know you secretly like...
I love Facebook.
You're a big, big Mark Zuckerberg fan.
So much. I want to smash his little face in. I love him so much.
Well, as you mentioned in the previous episode, like Facebook has given permission for politicians to lie in ads, but in October, it has already banned 160 plus ads from Trump, Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Steyer for profanity and fake buttons. So for profanity and fake buttons. So I guess they're trying to drop a lot of profanity in their ads. And so they're working around where they're able to block some of these ads, but not because of the content. Because of profanity and fake buttons. What do you think of that?
I love that. I love that you can lie your ass off, but man, don't put a fake button on there.
What is a fake button? Like, what is that? Like, it redirects to the wrong place? Like, what's a fake
maybe,
button?
Probably. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's an embedded button in an image. So it's a fake button embedded in an image. So if you click it, it'll be a hyperlinked image, but you're not actually clicking the button. So like, yes and no go to the same spot. Tricky. I get it now.
Nah, man. Well, gosh, I guess that makes up for all the lousy crap that Facebook does. And with that, everybody, please delete your Facebook account. So, hey, here's something kind of interesting. Social media ad spend is set to surpass print for the first time. Social media will now own 13% of global ad spend in 2019, according to Zenith Forecast. This is from Marketing Land. I mean, I thought that was already the case, but no, lo and behold, it turns out that, you know,
that brands are truly slow to action, and they probably should have done this a long time ago, but I guess the ROI is now so far in their face that they can't ignore internet media any longer.
That's right. In other news, LinkedIn has a new feature. I love when LinkedIn rolls out a new feature. So LinkedIn has just rolled out a feature that gives page admins tools to notify company employees of updates. Ooh. This is actually something I really like because I'm doing this huge project with this company right now, and I'm creating content. And one of the things that I try to get all the employees to do is to share the content because it helps the company. But and they just don't.
And it helps the brand, the LinkedIn page. It helps the company page a lot too.
That's right. That's right. I mean, one of the best things you could ever do is to get your company to share the content that you're putting on your business page.
Maybe you should talk to that guy that we had on that with a SaaS company that does that.
That's true. That's true. That was a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah.
So this is cool. So I'm going to give that a go. So it gives the page admins. That's me. The ability to notify company employees of updates. So when we share something on the Marketing Geeks LinkedIn page, then you should get a little alert telling you need to share it.
Mm.
You'd better do your job, man.
You know, fun all story. Right. This is like a week old, but you know what? I want to address it. You watch South Park this season at all?
I actually have not seen it yet.
Okay. Well, I'm a big South Park fan. And so they did episode 299 of South Park, which was probably 2 weeks old. And they went after the Chinese censors and they accused President Xi of looking a lot like Winnie the Pooh. Well, China went ahead and banned South Park. They scrubbed them from the entire internet in China after in response to that episode. And what's interesting about it is this preceded that whole NBA ban that happened like a couple days later. And then another, and then there was a pop, like a German pop band that got banned because they liked the South Park post. So I think South Park is responsible for a lot of this, this whole all of a sudden Chinese backlash that, you know, it took Trey Parker and Matt Stone to get it done. They're the guys that move the needle on policy in this country.
And they've got my vote for president, man. I'm going to go see Book of Mormon next month.
I still haven't seen it, but I have heard the soundtrack. I've listened to the soundtrack, and it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
I want to see it live. I really got to see that live.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I haven't seen it live. I'm excited to do that. I'll give you a full spoiler-free review when we come back from that. I'm going to take lovely Iris. All right, next story. YouTube is testing ad buying tool that lets you reserve ad placement 120 days out. This is kind of interesting because, usually you can either turn on your YouTube ads or turn them off, but you can reserve ad placements out in the future, which kind of is handy if you're going to go on vacation.
So like if you're doing like a book launch or something, so I want to start my ads like 120 days from now, is that what you're saying? We can schedule the start?
Well, they're offering it to political advertisers along with consumer goods, media and entertainment, food and beverage brands. So yeah, if you want to reserve an ad spot, to buy programmatic ads and guarantee that they're going to reserve a space in certain areas, you could do it in advance. So
just don't fake your buttons. Don't fake your buttons.
Don't fake your buttons or your orgasms. And Disney Plus has just launched their lineup, man. It's
it's official. It's coming out. It's, what is it like? It's mid-November. Is it out in the Netherlands yet, or when does it roll out over there?
Yeah, there's kind of a scaled down version of it so people can try it out, but you know, I haven't actually tried it.
You haven't forked over the $6 yet, or the $7?
$6.99 which is, you know, lowballing Netflix, and they're including 4K and Dolby Atmos with that.
Ooh, because so you have to pay extra for that with Netflix, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So they're really driving that bus.
They're really sticking it to them.
They are. But man, I'm looking over the list of movies, and I got to tell you, it is the library is unbelievably huge. Plus, they're going to have The Mandalorian.
And we have kids, and if you have kids, like, it's probably going to dwarf the Netflix kid content, I imagine. And they're going to Disney stuff's going to get pulled from Netflix too. So,
well, yeah, think about it. It's all the Disney animation, all the Pixar, all the, like, you know,
Mickey Mouse everything. Club, and all those TV shows for years, the Disney Channel that existed for years and years and years.
Oh my God! Well, I will not let my kid watch any of the Disney shows. I just will not. I just won't. They're all, you know. Look, here's the thing with Disney.
What's the name of that test that they have to for the female characters?
Oh, the it's right there. It's right there. It's the Is it the Bachman?
All right, whatever. I know what we know. What we're talking about. We know
basically
what we're talking
about. the deal is that you can show how deep a female character is if you have two female characters in a room. Are they talking about something other than a man? And I think it's called the Bachman test. And if they're not, then the female characters are not really well.
They don't pass the test.
But do you know what is thought out?
What is well thought out?
Oh yeah.
This sounds familiar.
That's right. It's the Sex Robot Report, ladies and gentlemen. Back again.
The classic jam.
Give me horn. All right. Okay, this is from the Daily Star.
Ooh.
Sex robots with inbuilt consent modules that can turn down owners are coming soon. Now,
well, that takes away the entire incel debate then, right? Now that they've solved all the problems.
That's right. Well, this is kind of an interesting thing because, you know, I'm one of the things having a boy, raising a boy, is I have been very, very clear with him that it's nice to, you know, go up to a little girl and hug her and kiss her. And he loves doing that. But I also tell him, like, you need to ask consent.
It's yes, like there very, are boundaries. Very, there are boundaries.
But when I get a sex robot, I don't expect that to be part of the deal. I don't. I mean, not having to get consent is the deal, right? That's mm-hmm. the deal. That's why I buy the sex robot. But unless I'm into that, maybe some people are into that. Like, you know, that they will maybe. Turn down. I mean,
if that's your thing.
Maybe that's your thing. So
digisexuals. Yeah.
But then, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I were a digisexual and I say, okay, I'm going to turn the consent module on, so I have to ask consent for the sex robot. In the sheer fact that I turned it on, does that mean that I'm actually still giving consent?
Well, the real question is, what if it turns you down and then you decide that you're going to turn it off? That's the question, right?
Yeah. I'm tired.
Is it like
of
one of those things that once it's turned on, you can't turn it off? Because that's really what it's going to have to be.
Yeah, and so at what point is like? Does that mean that the like 100 years from now, there's going to be like a robo Me Too movement, where yeah, it's maybe. Like, you know, he turned on my consent module, but he went ahead anyway. Ooh, man, that would be.
This is like deep philosophical stuff we're getting into.
It really. Well, you want? I got one for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
How about the fact that in the Toy Story universe?
Mm-hmm. Don't ruin Toy Story for me.
All sex dolls would be alive.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to ponder on that one for a while. Okay.
you ponder, man. And while you're pondering, we are going to definitely have some good guests. Please check out some of our upcoming guests. We've got some good ones coming up. And
well, I have one more thing here before we wrap up, because I thought this is interesting because I'm a big Terminator fan, and I was reading some articles about the upcoming Terminator Dark Fate movie, and I found out that the rights were purchased for like $10 million in an auction recently. However, there is a copyright law that is in effect that after 35 years, all movie original screenwriters and creators are able to reclaim their content, but there's a 2 to 3 waiting period on that after they make a claim. So apparently James Cameron and co-writer Gail Ann Hurd have made a claim to reclaim the rights to Terminator. But what this means is that James Cameron is fully on board with sequels. Gail Ann Hurd may or may not be. Now, the good news here is that I'm pretty sure that with Terminator Dark Fate, it's going to do its own job of killing all sequels, because the movie does not look like it's going to live up to any kind of a hype. So
I know.
I have my, like, I am honestly like the eternal optimist on this. And same with like the Avatar sequels. Like, I give James Cameron the benefit of the doubt, but like the evidence keeps piling up that all this is going to be crap.
Well, you know, it's about as needed as the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yes, you know? Which I will see only because I bought a Regal Unlimited Pass, so I can that company won't fold on me like MoviePass, and I'm not going to invest in them anymore. I'm not investing in unlimited movie ticket companies anymore. All right. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, did you? We'll see about that. But all right, and with that, we are done with another. Fine news update. We're going to have some really great guests coming up. So please listen to the show, leave a review, tell 500 of your closest friends. And with that, we're out.
Stay classy.
You were going to say something?
If you could find it in your heart, leave a positive review.
That's a good one.